A new year. And we're reading through the Bible this year. By the way, if you read all the way through the Bible last year, please let us know at the end of the service, because we will be presenting a certificate to you and a gift, because we're so proud of you and we're so glad that you read through the Bible in a year.
You bet.
If you're going to be reading this year, you can take any translation that you would like to. But Pastor Kevin and I are reading the ESV this year. It is a new translation. It is the revised standard edition. This is a revision of that. A group of scholars got together. Their curriculum vitae is incredible and trustworthy in the languages, etc., to bring the revised standard edition back to the basics, if you might. Anyway, it looks like a really interesting translation. King James is always the one we study from, but for just a daily reading Bible, we like to do a different Bible each year. We did the Message 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and last year we did the New Living. And so this year we're going to do this one. If you're interested in getting these, please let me know. I can help you with that process. In the reading for today, we're in Genesis, in Matthew, and in Psalm 1. And when I was done, I thought, oh, how interesting. God starts us off the first of the year with this reading plan for this congregation, and it is a study in contrast. In Genesis, we read there was darkness, and there became light. In Matthew, we're reading about darkness, and then the light of Jesus. And in the Psalm, we're reading the difference between the blessed man, blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the godly, and we're reading about the wicked man who is unblessed because he walks in the counsel of the ungodly. So there are two, it's clear and it's distinct. Darkness and light. Darkness and light. Darkness and light. And I thought, well, what makes the difference? These two men, the man that walks in the counsel of the godly or the man that walks in the counsel of the ungodly or the wicked, what's the difference? And I looked at verse 1 and it says, blessed is the man. And then verse 2 gives the answer. And the key to being in one class or the other class. How many of you want to be in the council of the godly? How many of you want to be in the company of the blessed? I want to be in the company of the blessed. I don't want to be in the company of the unblessed. I want a positive attitude, even when it's dark and gloomy. Right? This year, a new year. Blessed is the man. So I want to hold on to this truth all year long. So I'm going to turn there and blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. What sets the blessed man apart? His delight is not in hedonism. His delight is not in things of the world, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. What does it mean to have a delight in the law of the Lord? It means to take pleasure in this book. Jesus is the law. Is Jesus the law? There was the law in the Old Testament. It was words on tablets, right? But then Jesus came to earth and he became the law because he lived it out perfectly. So my delight, if I want to be blessed, is taking delight, taking pleasure in Jesus Christ. To have a longing for him or a desire. To have a delightsome attitude toward Jesus. A pleasant attitude. To be thinking and delighting in him. And then it says, and on his law, he meditates. So what am I going to do? To be blessed, I'm going to take delight in Jesus, in his law, and the very being and character of him. And I'm going to meditate, or I'm going to think on it. I'm going to utter. It means to moan. Sometimes when you read this book, do you moan? I moan. I'm not that good. I can't make it. You know? But instead, I need to then moan when I read those parts and say, Jesus, help me be more like you. It means to muse. Meditate means to thought. To imagine. I like that. To speak or to study. So this year, to be blessed, I will delight in Jesus and I will meditate. I will put some real effort in my relationship with him. It says he meditates day, and that means light or day, and night. And night means can mean shadow, in the darkness, in the gloom, or in the physical night. So I will meditate during the day and during the night, and I'm going to just delight in him. Let's stand and say this verse together. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. The move is on for a change in 2006 at Grace Christian Center. Do you want to be a part of it? I do. The move is on.